Okay, so you feel like you're being left behind, that the internet is confusing to you, that technology in general is confusing to you. Well, you have to start and learn little by little. And I'm going to give some tips here, and I'm going to kind of explain how I learn about this stuff. And I'm not an expert by any means, but I'm trying, and we can all learn a little bit each day. And some of the folks that I follow in order to learn, and by the way, you need to sign up for Twitter right away. If you're not on Twitter, just go to twitter.com and sign up. Get the best username that you can still grab. I follow at Twit, TWIT, at PhotoFocus, at AmberMac, at Callie Lewis, at iJustine, just to name a few. And if you go to my Twitter account, at Craig Shipp, CraigShipp, you can see I've compiled some lists there of people that I follow. The other thing that I do is I listen to podcasts. A lot of them are produced by the At Twit Network. I like This Week in Google. I like This Week in Media. I like his Mac Break weekly show. I like his flagship show, This Week in Tech. I also follow Scott Bourne, and PhotoFocus is one of the Twitter handles that he has, PhotoFocus, because I'm into photography. And these days, with the internet and sharing photos, who shouldn't be into photography? So these are some of the folks that I follow. And what I found is I walk every day for exercise. It's a great time to listen to a podcast, and it disciplines me to walk longer. A lot of Leo's podcasts are an hour and a half long. And so I don't stop my walk until the podcast is over. So it's really kind of a good exercise tool as well. If you go to the gym and work out, same thing. Just listen to a long podcast and discipline yourself that you don't stop your workout until the podcast is over. And his podcasts are entertaining. They're fun to listen to, but you're going to learn a lot. And from Callie Lewis, her Geek Briefs, now it's called Geek Beat. TV, geekbeat.tv, they're brief. And she's to the point, and she's quick. She speaks quick, so you got to pay attention, but you're going to learn a lot from her, and also very entertaining. If you want to learn about new media and how to build a brand, iJustine, there's almost nobody better to follow than her. She has created her own brand and a business around it that it's just phenomenal what she's done. And it shows what you can do with the internet, what one person can do. The old, I guess, John Denver song, you know, what one man can do, well, what one young lady that's determined can do. iJustine, Callie Lewis, people like this, Amber Mack. By the way, you need to get her book, Power Friending. Now, that's job one. Get the book, Power Friending, and read it. And then get on these podcasts, get on Twitter. And of course, check out my website and my blog. I try to keep you up to date on a lot of these things too. And call me. I'm accessible. Some of these folks are very busy. They have a lot of followers. It's hard to get in touch with them, but you can get in touch with me. Just call me on the phone. I'll be happy to help you out with any of this. So good luck with learning about the internet. And if we all do it together, I think we can march into the 21st century here and really improve our lives. Technology is what has always increased the standard of living of Americans. It's been technology since the Industrial Revolution. It's still going to be technology. This is why we have the standard of living we have, is people like the ones I've mentioned that are innovators. And we need to support them, we need to listen to them, and we need to do the same. We need to innovate. So thank you for listening, and I will boo you later.